It is a time of great unease. The crew of the Bajarian Jade have finally made it home to their beloved quadrant. But something is different. Wrong. Whack! Now, our intrepid heroes must root out the bad vibes, master the three-sided coin of freshness, and face down foes like they've never imagined. On their final mission to Zix.
With Dad, but you're actually going to stay with Dad.
Why?
Well, because right now, the ship isn't the best place for you.
Why?
It's just, you're growing. You're rapidly growing. In fact, you're just a hair shy of being able to, I don't know, tell secrets. You know, get into all sorts of trouble. And I want you to stay out of trouble.
I
would love for you to stay on the ship, and I honestly would love to get to know you. Shoot, what was your name again?
Horsehat.
I mean, I should know that. I named you Horsehat. Can't believe I named you Horsehat. Sorry. Honestly, there's some stuff that's going to happen that I just don't want you to see.
Why?
Well, because I just, it's going to be dangerous. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, and I don't want you in that line of fire, okay? That's important to me. That is maybe more important than my own personal vendetta.
What's a vendetta?
It's for me to figure out and for you to enjoy some time with Dad. Be sure to ask him to toss you up in the air.
There's that little one. Where's that horse at?
Horsehat, come on.
Come on in. I've got a fresh pot of Horglark.
Okay, nope, no time to catch up. Would love to stay, but I cannot. Okay, bye-bye.
Ah, that's a shame. Next time.
Then go play.
Well, have fun out there. Knock them dead, whatever it is you're doing.
Thanks, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
All right.
Bye, Horsehat. But one last thing to worry about.
Glad you're here, Captain. I wanted to talk to you about Galactic Leader Nermit Bundeloy.
Yes.
I noticed.
Present.
No, not you. No, come on, man. Not you.
Nermit, come on. Oh. We've been talking this whole time about how we're going to destroy that one.
I was elected, and that's an imposter. Yeah, we're all on the same page, I think.
Bargy, can you pull up the speech of, the leader, Nermit Bundeloy? I was watching that speech, and something, kind of didn't sit right with me.
Playing that clip.
Greetings, citizens. Sorry, I double scheduled, and I'm having some medals attached to my lapel here. I hope you don't mind.
Bargy, enhance.
Just a couple.
I don't do that.
Enhance. Enhance the image.
You have to go in closer.
Yeah, I think just step closer.
What I'm asking
to
you is, but on a tactical screen, you can say enhance in the screen.
You just gotta walk closer to the screen.
Just walk
over there? Standard holo projector.
Okay, well, when I say enhance, everybody walk toward the screen, alright?
Okay, alright.
Okay.
Computer, enhance. Just everybody.
Okay.
And enhance. Walk towards it again.
Can we walk further?
Okay.
No. Can we go more than a couple of steps? Just all to get right up next to it.
No, he should do enhance a few times or it's not as cool.
Enhance. Okay. Look at this moment right here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like kind of chewing on his pinky.
I guess.
Do I do that?
No. That's a protein pinky.
What?
Huh? AJ, what are you talking about?
Oh, wait. You can see a little seam.
Yeah. Look. See the stitches? The pinky's perforated, so you can just crack it off like this.
Oh, stop.
Oh, what? Why? Why would he do that?
Dart, I do it all the time.
You've seen him. You've seen him eat his own pinky a bunch of times.
So wait, what are you saying, AJ?
That Nermit is a clone.
I don't think so. That's really far-fetched. I don't know. No.
Listen, I'm telling you, I know clones, and that is a clone.
Well, if somebody had somehow gotten a piece of Nermit's genetic material, they could actually grow their own Nermit.
Wow.
He's got these feathers.
Ah!
Oh, so, yeah, these scales kind of rub off, don't they?
Uh-huh, flake.
He molts every, like, 3 months.
Oh, yeah, got a full skin laying over there.
Uh-huh. Did you guys tell me that his tail got cut off once?
It sort of stomped off.
I'm just telling you, this guy's a clone.
So wait, AJ, if this is true, are you telling me that we could potentially clone an entire band?
No.
Nermit.
Like,
no.
No.
I mean, you can, but...
Yes!
You can clone the band, but doesn't mean it's going to be any good.
Huh? Challenge accepted.
You can't clone chemistry.
So. A clone or not, we should get to Clontaris ASAP and just see what the deal is, you know? No need to overthink it. All right, off we go. Ship, take us away.
What did you call me?
Sweating a lot, darn.
Stroking that goat.
Do you always stroke your goatee like that? I don't feel like I've ever seen... Ow!
Well, you know, with this guy. Just can't help it. Keep kidding around. Right?
Oh, man. Dar, you know, if it hadn't been for the several times that we've saved each other's lives, told each other we loved each other, shared, you know, friendly moments, and formed years of camaraderie, I would think you hated me right now.
I couldn't hate you.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you are right, though, Captain Dar. You know, the other Nermit could be a hologram or a robot or just a, you know, plain old imposter. We don't really know what we're up against here.
Listen, Fleck, I would know if this new Nermit Bundeloy is a bot or not, okay? But if we really want to know if it's a clone, we should just go to the galaxy's foremost cloning expert. You know, our friend, Miss Janelle Fitzmyer.
What a great idea. Let's do that. Miss Janelle rules.
I love her. She's great. She sends me a note every other month.
Guys, I don't know. I mean, Miss Janelle's been nice to us over X-Mars letters she sends to each of us individually.
And
totally.
Out of the blue, Paulo calls and, you know, the occasional care package, but we sabotaged her entire Clint production operation with my DNA.
But, Plek, all you need to look at is the needle point that she sent you last X-Mars.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Y'all are always welcome at Miss Janelle's house.
I mean, how much clearer could she have been?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Dar got to see Dad. Why can't I go see Miss Janelle?
Yeah.
No, you're right. We do have to go confront Nermit Bundeloy, but the more information we can get, probably the better.
Exactly. Yeah.
If he's a clone, we have a tactical advantage. Because every clone, except for me, have weaknesses. Like, some are dumb, not me. Some are unself-aware, and we can, like, use that, because they're all like, what?
Yeah, AJ, you're talking to a holograph of us.
What?
Turn around.
What? Huh? Oh, sorry. Sometimes when you guys walk out, I don't remember.
We should take that down. We should. It's very confusing.
Yeah,
this happens a lot.
No, this was a nice moment we shared. Look at this holograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
Yeah, So what I was saying to the holograph, but really to you guys, is that clones might have some weaknesses that we can exploit.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, and it's just be fun to see Miss Janelle.
Oh, man, if she makes her special lemon bars, I can finally eat them.
Oh, look at his little mouth things. What are those called?
Pata pops.
Oh, yeah, look at them go.
Yeah, they're really just moving.
All the memories we have of C-53's pata pops, his most defining feature since all of this started.
Bargie, is there a gas leak on the ship?
I wish.
Joey, I, Bordoff, hope you are quite pleased with this new archive facility. Heavily guarded data backups of every Federated Alliance droid, all here beneath the sparkling, bustling streets of Palace City, the crown jewel of Quantaris.
You're going on about? No, this is a nice building. Is it a building?
Quite, yes.
Actually, Bordoff, can you run lines and film for me, little old Joey? I need a soft tape for this commercial audition.
Most honored, counselor. I'm actually a great lover of the theatrical arts.
Great, you're playing Jaikal. Camera up here.
Oh, yes.
This is Joey, reading for the part of Slonk, seeking representation. Hey, Jaikal, how was your workout?
Honestly, Slonk, very pleasurable.
Well, pal, it's time to seek out pleasure in every area in your life. From how you start your mornings to how you wind down at night and everything in between. You deserve to enjoy it all. Dipsy Stories wants you to find joy and confidence in and out of the bedroom.
Throws towel over shoulder.
Okay,
that's a stage direction. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories, and now they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Jaikal, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore.
I need to run to get a healthy smoothie before clocking in. But quick, Slonk, how do I get on board with Dipsy?
You're in luck, Jaikal, because Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Zix. That's 30 days full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/Zix.
dipsystories.com/Zix. Got it.
And cut. Thank you. Nailed it.
Oh, certainly. Oh, and here, of course, you see a platoon of enforcer droids who patrol the facility.
No. I have actually another self-tape for you to help me with.
Well, yeah. Of course. Do you think I have a shot?
You're better behind the camera.
Oh, thank you.
Man, this place has a lot different vibe when it's not Clintillion. It's a lot more sort of cold severe.
Pretty industrial.
This is different. You know, Mr. Nell had, like, doilies and stuff.
Get down on the ground.
I am down on the ground.
Nobody tells me to get down on the ground.
Ow! Whoa!
What the?
That's right. I will shoot you, and I just did. Give me your identification right now.
AJ2884.
Are you an original Clint?
Yeah, I'm an OC, man.
Ugh.
Welcome to the OC.
Wow, that trooper's not even flinching. AJ's giving them both barrels right now.
Oh shit!
Nothing.
Keck landing on the planet. Everybody.
No.
It's just one Keck.
Yeah, it's just the one Keck, and
hey, listen,
I'm not really.
I'm a Clint 2.0. Okay, I'm not like one of those idiots came before me. All right. There's never just one Keck.
Okay, can we slow down for 1 second? You're a Plint 2.0.
Yeah.
What is that?
You know how 1.0 juckin' sucks?
Wow.
And 2.0 is juckin' better?
Hey, Papa, these guys are like you, only, like, yoked.
I mean, maybe. It's, I guess they...
No,
so,
they're,
do,
like,
do they,
huge. Yeah, I'm trying to
I don't think they're anything like me. They're sort of, I don't know.
His bicep is the size of your waist.
All right, hold on a second. You guys are going to have to explain your situation here. We got a Keck, Red Alert, we got an original Clint, Blue alert.
Welcome to the OC.
And we got an original plint 1.0 here. Out of uniform. Pink alert.
Actually, I'm not a plint. I'm just
actually... Shut up!
Oh, ow!
Listen, I'm going to have to call in the boss here.
Yeah, oh, great. That's great, actually.
Who we're here to see, so...
Yeah, we're here to see Miss Janelle, so that's great.
Wait, what?
Miss Janelle Fitzmyer?
Miss Janelle's not the boss.
What? Wait, actually, can we get up off the ground?
No, what? Did I say you could get up off the ground?
Sorry.
Oh, my rod. It's the leader of the galaxy. I am so sorry.
You should be, okay?
I am.
How dare you?
I am. We've been hard at work for you. We just sent all of the elite strike teams to Quantaris to guard the palace.
Great.
Just like you asked.
Excellent. That seems not bad at all, right?
Jeez. And we are vigilantly on the lookout for the imposters. We will find them, my liege. I'm so sorry. I didn't recognize you.
You can redeem yourself.
I'll do anything.
Where is Miss Janelle Fitzmyer?
She doesn't work here. She retired. She lives in the Vista Palms Resort.
Oh boy.
Where's that?
Where are we gonna have to fly to? What planet?
No, it's just over. It's just down the street.
Oh, you can see it. There's something else on this planet other than the...
It's the Vista Palms Resort.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
As you were.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Leash. My Leash. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sounds like they're still settling on that title.
No, I liked it. I liked it, how it was long.
Your Grace. Ow!
Oh, Dart still took a swing at him.
Got one of those automated gates.
Welcome to this gate.
Yes.
Welcome to this gate.
Wow. We're really back in Zix, folks.
Yeah. It's a real matter of fact AI.
Hi, we're here to see Miss Janelle Fitzmyer, please.
What code is Janelle Fitzmyer?
That's a great question.
We've entered four numbers or else you will be locked up.
Oh, we're already locked out.
Even locked out now.
You mean we'll continue to be locked out?
Welcome to this gate.
Oh boy.
Pretty limited loop here.
What code is Janelle Fitzmyer?
Do you have a favorite Clint?
Certainly not, right?
Well, let me try 2884.
Yes.
Oh, wow, AJ. Wow,
you must really be her favorite.
You really were her favorite.
I always knew it. I always knew it.
Yes. All of the numbers are her favorite.
Oh, I see. So if I just hit 1111.
Yes.
Okay.
The gate is now open.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, this place is nice.
Look at all these golf carts.
Yeah, a lot of cards.
Wow, this is such a serene place. All these water features. It looks like there's sort of, you know, like a real community here. There's a couple shops up there. Oh, hey, look. It's Tactical Footwork Tuesday at the Bingo Hall.
Hey, there's a store that just sells bad mystery novels.
Or weird military-focused thrillers.
VOPW is having a social.
Oh.
Veterans of Off-Planet Wars.
Wow. Okay. I never knew what that stood for.
Wow, this is super weird. Look at all these out of uniform old Clints.
Yeah.
They all look like old Rolfus Tittles.
Yeah, well.
In like polo shirts and cargo shorts.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Are you a Clint?
I used to be, but now I'm captain of the shuffleboard team.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm kind of the best here at shuffleboard.
I'm sorry. I guess I don't really understand.
Ping pong.
You were a Clint. How old are you now?
Must be, I guess, 8.
Wow.
Oh, AJ.
Ooh, that's an accelerated timeline.
Future is bleak.
I'm not going to end up like that guy.
AJ, you're 7.
Not me.
Remember, we had your party at the Synergy's roller rink.
That's not gonna be me. I'm not gonna get old.
Excuse me, shuffleboard captain.
Yes.
You're 8 years old. How is that possible? You look so much older than our friend here.
Well, seven and a half, it really takes a turn. It's kind of like a half-life, and you just sort of...
Oh, no. Oh,
yikes.
Yeah. I do have to get to shuffleboard because okay, Yeah.
Sorry, we apologize for all that.
I'd love to talk about how old I am and how much time I have left, but I'd like to get to shuffleboard.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Huh? Just for the record, yeah. I would destroy that guy in shuffleboard.
Okay, that's not really...
Destroy!
It's not really...
Dominate!
That's not really the mission. So. I don't know. Like, how would that help?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did you hear that?
No, let's follow this little zippy robot on a single wheel.
Sounds good.
Is he gonna beep the whole way?
Oh,
yeah, it seems like, yeah.
All right. Stopped here at this house.
Wow, what a nice little bungalow.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this welcome mat.
Okay, how do I look? Do I look good? I look fine, right? My armor is in good shape. Okay.
Well, you just have the scorch mark from where you got shot earlier.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
That guy was a douche. I respected it.
Are you okay? You've been kind of quiet, just kind of like tapping your fingers together.
It feels like we've been here so long. Maybe we should just like, you know, get back on the ship and get going.
Here she comes.
Now, what do I have in front of me?
Oh, hey, Mr. Nell, hey.
AJ2884, what a sight for my eyes. Oh, how wonderful to see you. What a lovely surprise.
Hi, Miss Janelle.
Oh, hello, Plek. Oh, come here, give me a hug. Oh. Every single one of you, I hope, has a hug for me.
Mailbot, come on, Mailbot.
Come on, Mailbot.
I will hug you, Mailbot. Next.
Miss Janelle, I'm so happy to see you're so welcoming. A lot of people are sort of thrown off by my new exterior.
Yes, because you look like a bug.
Yeah.
He is a bug, actually.
I look into your eyes, and I see the real you, C-53. And that's a wonderful person.
Miss Janelle.
Yeah.
It is. I will gladly accept this hug. Ugh.
I do love extra arms. I remember you, Dar. I will have to say, there is something slightly different about you.
Let's get in that hug.
Okay. Well, let me whisper in your ear. If you've gone through heartbreak, you'll get through it.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Why don't y'all come on in? And I just finished making some lemon bars.
Yes.
No way.
Oh, boy.
We were just talking about that,
yes.
I didn't want to ask.
Oh, Nermit? Wow, this is such a treat.
Oh, that's so nice. I will get one of those famous hugs?
Of course. And my bosoms are big.
Oh, yes.
I do want to say congratulations on your promotion. That's really, really wonderful.
Oh, Leader of the Galaxy, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks. Thank
you. That's not easy to achieve.
No.
So you
thanks.
Should be proud of yourself.
I am.
To win by right in is really an accomplishment.
I know, right? I mean, I wasn't even running.
Well, that says a lot about you and your person. You know, I heard so many wonderful things from Dar. Yeah. Just went on and on about your character.
Dar?
Yeah, and I meant every word that I said.
Well, okay.
There is something different about your eyes. Something a little... Well, have a lemon bar, everyone.
Yay!
Oh, I am so excited to try one of these with a real mouth.
Well, come on through the atrium.
Yes, this is so nice.
Oh, thank you. Over here is my studio in which I do a lot of my arts and crafts. But sit down. Oh, can I show you my scrapbook? I went on a river cruise.
River cruise, cool.
Yes, I did. Gary and I went, and I have a scrapbook, if you will, and I would love to go through it and tell you all the sights and everything. Oh, my goodness. You should have seen the flora and the fauna.
River cruise is sort of a one-way thing, right? Or do you go back up the river at the end?
Well, on Xenia Blatt, we do go both ways.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Which is more fun, down river or up river?
Good question.
Well, I would have to say downriver. Okay. Yes, everything is a little bit more fun when you're getting down. So sorry, it is so loud right now. Gary is out in his wood shop. He makes my embroidery hoops.
Oh, that's so nice.
He is a real maker. He is a real maker and a doer, and he's always busy.
So cheap to just buy. That's so nice of him.
I give him his privacy. I'd have no idea what else he's doing out there, but Gary's good.
That's
good. We have been learning a new language as well.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. We have been learning Juntawa.
Notoriously difficult.
Yeah.
Juntawa.
Wow.
Did you hear what I just said to you? I said, ta-ta, love, love, kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
Oh,
wow. That's so nice.
Even in Juntawa. So sweet.
Well, that was the first thing I wanted to learn. That and I love you. And I love you is Juntawa.
Oh, right.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Miss Janelle, I just want to say congratulations on your retirement. Last time we saw you, you were still the manager of the cloning facility.
Oh, yes, those were good days. And I have to say, I enjoy my retirement, but it wasn't exactly on my terms, if you know what I mean.
What?
Well, these things get complicated, but I indeed... May I tell you something private about myself?
Of course.
Come in close.
Sure. Enhance.
AJ, no, that's not.
AJ, that's for Hollows. But okay.
Yeah, that doesn't apply here. Is this too close? Or?
No, nothing is too close for me.
Well, we can't get that close just because of, the bosoms.
Yes. As I worked there towards the end, I felt like I was really doing some wonderful things and really turning out top-notch clones. And before I knew it, something was happening behind my back. And I didn't do anyone wrong, as far as I could tell.
You couldn't, because you're perfect, Miss Janelle.
Oh, well, that is so sweet of you to say.
Well, it's the truth, and if anyone says different, I'll rip their throat out.
AJ, well, maybe just let her tell
us. Are you saying what? Who's saying anything
Nobody
about her?
Said anything, AJ.
Dehance.
Okay. Yeah.
All I'm saying is, when I got my notice, my pink slip, there was just a bad taste in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that they were downsizing, and my job was just on the cutting block, is what they told me. And I had to pack my bags and my boxes and take my codes. And I took a little bit of light software with me and a little bit of hardware. And I packed up my desk palm that had really grown quite a bit over the years I was there. They did let me take that. And I left.
Did you get a party or something?
Not one being said goodbye to me.
What?
Yeah, well, Miss Janelle, if it helps any, we're pretty convinced that some pretty evil shit is going down in the galaxy right now.
Don't say that in front of her.
I'm sorry.
Don't say the S word in front of her.
Evil stuff. Evil stuff.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't mind cursing all that much, but I will have to say that the other day I was walking by the facility and there was a plant and he said the word jucking.
What?
A few times too many. And I just thought, those are not quality plants. Something is going on over there.
Did that plant happen to be, really...
Just, yoked?
Yoked.
As the young people say, swole.
or yoked.
Yeah, I think we met one of those guys.
Or jacked, I have heard that.
Yeah, sort of an older generation, but yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Would you all like to play Bunko?
Sure.
Okay, well, I love it because it was originally a confidence game.
Oh.
And I like confidence.
A confidence game, you say?
That's why I like it. Or we can all just do embroidery. Whatever would be fun for all of us to do together as friends would make me the happiest.
Oh, that's so nice. I mean, we were kind of hoping to figure out something about how the other Nermit was cloned and
what's
my place.
What did you say?
Miss Janelle, the reason we're here is that we have reason to believe that Nermit Bundeloy, the leader of the galaxy, is actually a clone of this guy. We should have mentioned that earlier. This is not the Nermit Bundeloy you've been seeing on Hollows and in hearing your speeches.
Because I actually looked at the Hollow, Miss Janelle. So I looked at the Hollow, and I did this thing where I was like,
foot to foot.
I figured it out because I was all like, the pinky was perforated. It's a perforated pinky.
Oh my goodness gracious. You are right, AJ. There is no doubt about it. That Nermit is a clone made with my technology.
Wait, does that mean that someone basically hijacked the cloning facility in order to place that imposter in my rightful throne?
There was a new gentleman who came to work at the facility about 2 weeks prior to me being retired, and he was a very surly fella. He never smiled, and I tried to hug him, and he recoiled, which is
what?
So unusual.
Now, that is honestly very unusual.
Well, I had to respect his boundaries, but I did think something was a little off.
What did he look like?
Well, he was more machine than man.
Maybe, do you have any more of these lemon bars?
Tara, you've eaten all but two of these lemon bars.
He looked very mean. I would not trust him in a knife fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's a classic thing Mr. Nellery says. Like, when you're in a knife fight, the key is trust.
Okay. Yes.
Well, that is the number one rule of knife fighting.
Trust the process.
Oh, well, I don't know what happened to that gentleman.
Do you know his name?
What was his name? Parkour
Valor?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a name.
Someone named Parkour Valor clone me?
Sounds pretty evil. Sounds highly possible.
I don't know.
That truly sounds like somebody that Bargee would star in a movie with.
Well, Bargee was in Big Bop at the Ship Stop with Parkour Sateen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I apologize. It just is not coming to the mind right now, y'all.
Grandma!
Oh, well, hello, Centurion.
Grandma!
Would you like to meet my friend?
Sure.
Wait a second. Centurion, you're here?
What?
You were in the other galaxy.
Who are you? Grandma, we're out of fluffer butter.
Oh, well, you know what, sweetheart? I had just come back from the market, and there is a bag in the back seat of the speeder, and it has some new fluffer butter in it.
Okay, thanks,
Don't
Grandma.
Don't fret. You're welcome. Go ahead and put that on a cracker.
I will. I love you, Grandma.
I love you.
Is Gary back there? Is Gary near the speeder?
Gary is out in his wood shop.
He better not, be asking me about stuff, Grandma.
Oh, well, maybe he's just trying to get to know you better.
I'm gonna get the buffer butter.
Miss Janelle, is that a clone of Centurion?
Why, yes, it is.
Grandma!
That's my grand... yes?
Where's the fluffer butter?
Oh, no.
Yuck. Yeah.
It is in the back seat of my speeder, Centurion 4. I just went to the market,
okay.
Sweetheart.
Is Gary in the garage?
Last time I checked, he was out in the wood shop.
I don't want to deal with Gary, Grandma.
Well, maybe he's just trying to get to know you better and you could spend some time with
whatever.
Him.
Wow. Okay. I love you, Grandma.
I love you too. Y'all, I'll have to excuse me. It's just teen angst and, you know, yeah. Teens.
So, the light software you stole.
And hardware.
Well, I do have to admit, for my own selfish reasons, I dabble in at-home cloning.
Oh, wow. You have a tube of blue liquid just right next to the fridge here.
Well, yes. It can be messy, so I like to keep it all in one room where it's easy to clean up. But, Centurion.
I can't find any.
Well, I just went to the market, and there is some in the back of my speeder.
Okay, great. Wait, is Gary in the garage?
Honey, he is out in the wood shop last time I checked, okay?
Oh, awesome. Will he let me use the lathe?
I imagine he will if you ask nicely.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wow, that's a true he likes Gary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the clones are not...
They all have a little bit of personality. That was the tweak I took with me.
That makes sense, because, I mean, if most of the clones I know and me kind of march to the beat of our own drums a little bit.
We can't all be individuals, AJ.
Well, there are a lot of drums that we're marching to.
Yeah, that sounds like a cacophony.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe that's what freedom is, brother.
Well, clones, instruments, I'm on board.
Okay.
I can whip up a clone.
Oh,
that's okay.
Sure, especially just one that can beatbox.
Oh, sure.
I don't always have a keyboard, and then you can just get the click track.
We're not going to do that, Nermit.
You want someone to lay down a beat? Because I can.
Wait, you can?
Uh-huh, yes. I dabble in beatboxing, if you will.
I mean, we definitely really? Need to hear you do that
mm-hmm.
now.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Couldn't be more.
Exactly what I expected.
You know?
Oh, that was awesome, Miss Janelle.
Isn't that
Could
fun?
Could not have been better.
Well, thank you. I enjoy doing that all in the evenings for fun. I just stay up late and I beatbox.
Wow.
Sometimes I do that with Gary. That's something fun that we do together. Anyway, I hate to be a party pooper, but...
Oh, no. Miss Janelle.
I unfortunately have an appointment because I have some corns on my feet.
Oh, okay. Gosh, you gotta get those checked out. Yeah.
I do have to have those looked at by the doctor. And I have loved catching up on good times.
You know, Miss Janelle, I really feel like you've made the best of your retirement here, and I'm sorry it happened under, you know, less than ideal circumstances, but what a great place. You've got your significant other, you've got your grandchildren visiting you all the time. And thank you for the help with our mission. We're going to find this parkour velour, and we're going to set things right.
Oh, that is too much and too kind. Come here.
Oh,
give me a hug.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
I am blessed to know each and every one of you. Please come back and visit me sometime soon, okay?
You got it. We absolutely will.
Totally.
Yeah. Miss Janelle, that's a guarantee.
Oh, Dar's already outside.
Rosh, did you see that? That guy that just passed us was Lieutenant Tony Bordoff, and he was carrying Counselor Joey.
Are you serious? What an honor.
When I took this internship at the compound, I dreamed about maybe seeing a counselor in person, but I never thought it would happen.
Totally, and Joey is the coolest one, too. He's almost a working actor.
I know. He had an under 5 in Days of Our Nights.
I know, and he's so well-dressed, especially considering he's like a puddle of liquid. I could never pull off looks like his.
Well, why not shop at a store that's personalized for your size and style?
I mean, how?
At Stitch Fix Freestyle, a shop built just for you.
Just for me?
Yeah.
What a terrible business model.
Well, it's built for you and also everyone else, individually. Stitch Fix Freestyle intelligently curates items for you based on your style, likes, and lifestyle.
Well, what if my lifestyle is intern who never leaves the compound because my hours are an affront to my fundamental rights as a person?
No problem.
Oh, well, what if my style is I own one professional outfit, which I bought the day I graduated, and it's the only thing I've ever worn to work?
I can help with that.
Oh, okay. What if my likes are work, talking about work, and flattering slim-fit distressed denim?
Perfect. Whether you're on the hunt for a look you already love or to try a new one, at StitchFix.com you can shop hundreds of brands personalized to your size and fit.
This is amazing. I have a 4-minute lunch break. I'll check it out then.
That's the spirit. Try Stitch Fix Freestyle today by filling out your style quiz at StitchFix.com/Zix.
StitchFix.com/Zix.
Yeah. Okay. Now, back to manually transcribing every ship's fuel, battery, and technical logs by hand in triplicate.
Yes.
For the Alliance.
Joey.
Justin, you would have loved the mission. There was like 15 clones of Centurion.
Centurion?
Yeah, Centurion. Weren't you guys in love? Now there's like 15 of them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of Centurions.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like Miss Janelle cloned a bunch of them.
Wait. What?
There's a bunch of Centurions.
Hey, this is getting a little maybe.
Wait, what?
There's a bunch of Centurions. What's happening? Is this a time thing?
Hold on. Hold on.
This is a lot to process.
Hold on. Whoa. It's like you literally think you know someone, and the Astead turned out to be a literal clone. Did they mention me at all?
No, they don't know you exist.
That's Astead, so mean.
Justin, that's bad vibes right there.
Justin, that doesn't have really anything to do with them.
You know what? I'm going to pretend that they don't exist either. None of that.
Actually might be for the best, you know?
Is it working?
Maybe I'm a clone.
Yeah, Justin, I think these...
Maybe I'm a clone!
No, Jess, I don't think
Maybe
you are.
Maybe I'm a clone.
No, I don't think you are a clone.
You know what's a clone? My heart's a clone. Because I love that.
Oh, wow.
Boy, it's getting pretty unintelligible.
Jeez.
Imagine how many kisses you could get from 15 Centurions.
AJ.
I'm going back to my room.
What? I'm trying to be, like, that good? More kisses.
Hey, everyone. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have some good news.
Oh great.
All right.
What's up, Margie?
There is indeed a gas leak.
Okay, that explains a lot.
I was kind of ignoring the light on my helmet.
Also, good news, I got a package from Miss Janelle.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah,
oh, really just left.
Also, see, I got a package for us too.
Okay.
Wait a second.
What?
Did you find a way to get more hyperproton fuel?
Wow, look at the package from Miss Janelle. Oh,
boy. Pardon, to be perfectly honest, I don't know if I can do hyperproton fuel in a mech body.
I'm
willing to try, but...
Wow, that bug is bouncing up and down.
We agreed we were ending the podcast. Cube to cube.
I didn't allow this package by Miss Janelle. Open it, please.
All right, let's open it up.
Oh, it came with a little message.
Oh, hello, crew.
I know it has only been a short time since your wonderful visit, but I just had to send you one more batch of lemon bars.
Yes.
Since I know Justin was unable to try them.
Oh, that's so nice.
Justin, I look forward to meeting you someday and hearing all about the many complex emotions you must be feeling as you grapple with parental loss, unrequited love, journeying through space, and the greatest adventure of all, adolescence. I am also enclosing a little gift for y'all's journey.
Oh, look at this.
It's a device of my own design, which may come in handy.
I don't see anything.
Well, look, it's like a remote control. Look.
You're just holding your fingers apart.
No. It's right here.
I hope never to use a device like this, but one can never be too careful when dealing with cloning technology that might fall into the wrong hands.
You can't see this?
Why? See what?
It allows you to neutralize any clone that has been set on a nefarious path.
Oh.
By opening a vial of toxins that is implanted in the brain of every clone created at the facility.
Oh, wow. So that's...
Wow.
That's aggressive.
Oh, weird. Did the audio cut out? There's no sound in this part of the letter for me.
Some people might call it a kill switch, but I prefer the term kill button. Now, this device only works at close range, so you'll need to get within a hug's distance before you press it.
Wow, why don't I hold on to that?
So where's the kill switch?
AJ, yeah. I don't think you can see it.
Yeah, AJ.
I think maybe there's something preventing clones from seeing this particular device.
See what?
Yeah, Dar, it's probably best. This is, you know, under flap and key.
You read my mind there, buddy.
Well, I do hope y'all stay safe and continue to be good to each other while always following your path to happiness. Until we meet again, ta-ta, love, kiss, kiss, and hug, Miss Janelle Fitzmaier.
Oh, wow, so sweet.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. I remembered the name of that unsavory gentleman I met at the facility. Cor Balivore.
What?
Jury is a crop.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
You just passed the test. Everyone give a big round of applause for Enforcer Droid. Well done.
Who's clapping for me? Who is that? I do not hear the claps.
Well, you won't hear them because you're being recorded and the people clapping for you are watching remotely. That's right. The owners of Federated Alliance Council Compound Number 5 are themselves viewing you doing your job well, and I get hired to come here and test the security, and you just passed.
No, if our surgeries are here to destroy and to kill, I need to destroy and kill you now.
Well, if you did that, then how would I be able to report back that you had successfully destroyed and killed me?
You bring up a good point. Let me think. I am thinking.
I hate to interrupt you thinking, but you also are on the timed portion of your test, and you actually are losing points right now.
If I do not kill you, you do not die. But I win a prize.
Sorry, you win a prize?
Is there a prize? Pancake. Are you going to make me a pancake?
Now,
Is that something?
I will do anything for a pancake.
Great, I actually have a pancake from earlier here. It's cold and I sat on it. But it's actually, I'm right now, it's unreal that you asked for a pancake and that I had a pancake. That's, I just, there's a moment to talk about the coincidence of that. That's crazy to me.
It is a very cold pancake.
Yes.
Allow me to reheat the pancake for you, Master.
Scram! Oh, look at this guy. Oh, that's piping hot.
Yes, I can't hold it. It's too hot.
All right, it was a joy. Please take this hot dog pancake and enjoy it.
I enjoy hot dog pancake. It makes me forget.
Great. That's great for me. I'm going to duck in here real quick. I'm just
going to... I am going to eat the pancake. I am eating the pancake.
I think
you're
safe to go, Master.
I have a blank cube. I'm gonna hoof it on in here. I'm gonna get the. Tremillion sector. M6 quadrant. C53's consciousness soon to be mine. Now, what am I gonna eat for lunch, though? I gave away my pancake I was saving for later.
Well, then perhaps it's time for you to enjoy a quesadilla, Master.
Oh, my goodness, Scram! Unreal! Absolutely unreal!
This press makes many flat foods hot, Master.
They say a quesadilla maker's not a multi-tool. They are fools.
You must learn its power.
IT5, credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plek Dexeter and the Yoked Plints were played by Alden Ford. C53 and Scram were played by Jeremy Bent. Dar and Counselor Joey Joey were played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, the Mailbot, Justin Balwi, and the Enforcer Droid were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Nermit Bundeloy and Bordoff were played by Seth Lind. AJ, the Old Clints, and the Centurions were played by Winston Null. Miss Janelle Fitzmeyer was played by special guest Leslie Collins. Leslie has been involved in comedy for over 20 years, performing and teaching improv and musical improv in New York and Los Angeles. Currently, she performs in Dallas, Texas, and teaches musical improv at the Dallas Comedy Club. Leslie also produces and hosts Sumo Kaboom, a podcast all about sumo wrestling. She loves buttercream frosting. For the ultimate deep dive into her career, visit www.lesliemariecollins.com. With special guest appearances by Frank Garcia-Hale as Dad and Brennan Lee Mulligan as Cor Balevor. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Orchestra mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Cretchley. Ship design by Jerry and Jay by Eric Goyf. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hey there, beautiful people. I'm Travelle Anderson.
And I'm Jared Hill. We are the hosts of Fanti, the show where we have complex and complicado conversations about the gray areas in our lives, the things that we really, really love sometimes, but also have some problematic feelings about.
Yes, we get into it all. You want to know our thoughts about Nicki Minaj and all her foolishness? We got you. You want to know our thoughts about gentrification and perhaps some positive aspects of gentrification? We get into that too. Every single Thursday, you can check us out at MaximumFun.org. Listen, you know you want it, honey, so come on and get it. Period.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek, what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Aether Sea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
You smell Nass.
Who?
Wait, who was that directed at?
Anyone.
You
all smell Nass.
Thanks, Miss Janelle.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Thanks.
You collectively.
I've never heard someone just say that into a room and mean everybody.
Well, can I tell you a real funny story? And this is about when I first moved in with Gary. You know, everyone has their own body scent. And mine is completely unique from Gary's. But the funny thing is, when you put us together, we make the smell of salami. That's my funny story.
That is kind of a funny
that's
story.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love jokes and pranks and all those types of things.
That's
so
such
thank
a good
you for
prank.
Being a good, a good audience.
That's
for
a great prank, Miss Janelle. Like, I can't believe it when people are like, what's that salami smell? It's like, oh, it's them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a strange smell with someone else?
That's maybe the most personal question I've ever been asked.
I love it.
Well, I'm just a personal kind of person.